Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last month, a federal court judge granted final approval in the $10.3 million settlement for healthcare workers, and we will soon be distributing those proceeds to all of these about 500 healthcare workers in Illinois. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, this was a first of its kind settlement that we won on behalf of all these healthcare workers who were denied the religious exemptions from North Shore University healthcare system.
That's right. North Shore had about 500 plus individuals that fell under this category who wanted to have a religious accommodation, but they were denied. Some of those succumbed to the pressure and they went ahead and got the shot anyway. They didn't lose any time, but those individuals will be compensated as well. So there's three different categories, about 500 healthcare workers in Illinois. And one category are the named plaintiffs. These were anonymous, Jane Doe 1 and all the way through the number of plaintiffs. These were individuals who were willing to come forward and put themselves on the line. And so those individuals will have a certain compensation level. The second level of individuals will be those of the entire class that also, like these named individuals, lost their job and they suffered loss of income. They'll receive a compensation as well for that lost income. And then the third category will be those that did not lose their job but had a religious objection, and they succumbed to the pressure and they got the shot anyway. So yeah, all of those individuals make up the class. It is a phenomenal result. The judge, John Neese, granted final approval of the class action settlement in a hearing on December 19, 2022. He commented about how well this case had been handled by our Liberty Counsel legal team.
This was a lot of work for our team. I mean, this was many, many people. You talk about more than 500 people involved in our plaintiffs as well. It was a lot of work to get all this together.
A lot of work, no question about that. And the result is that North Shore will pay now eight figures, $10,337,500 to compensate the health care workers who were victims of this religious discrimination and who were punished.
But another great result, Matt, was that they were ordered to change their unlawful no religious accommodations policy to make it consistent with the law and to provide religious accommodations in every position across their various facilities.
Yeah, North Shore is not unusual in this because a number of employers, large employers, some national employers, they implemented a no religious accommodation policy when it came to COVID. They were just not going to accept your religious accommodation request.
And that's against federal as well as state law.
Yeah, in Illinois, there's a strong state law.
How do you do that?
And there's also the federal law, Title VII. And that applies to all employers that have 15 or more employees. So most employers across the country are covered by it. And so that's really the avenue of which we pursued, and it was Title VII that applies nationally. So this sends a wake-up call, a message to all of these employers who, like North Shore, refused to grant religious accommodation requests. They didn't just grant some and deny many. They granted none. As a policy, they took the position that you had to get the shot. And if you didn't get the shot, it doesn't matter what your religious objection is, you were going to get it. They gave some medical exemptions. For example, they gave some medical exemptions to women who were pregnant and did not want to get the shot while they were pregnant. So they gave them a medical exemption that was temporary, that lasted as long as their pregnancy. Then when we filed suit and we said, well, obviously that shows that you're discriminating, mm-hmm, they had the audacity, the hubris, the insensitivity,
the gall,
to go back to these people,
right,
women who were pregnant, and say, we're going to revoke your medical accommodation. Why? because they did not want to give religious accommodations.
Yeah, it's just totally wrong. And they were just violating the law, like I said, federal and state law. And you don't do that. You think a healthcare situation, they would, you know, have health at the forefront if people do not want to put this injection in their body, if it's associated with aborted fetal cells or other reasons? You would think they would be accommodating, but exactly the opposite.
You would think so. And in fact, what we know is that they have about 18,000 or so employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the class amounted to just a little over 500 people. So a vast majority of the people succumbed to the propaganda and the pressure, and they got the shots. You would think that they would be able to accommodate 500 people out of 18,000.
And you think they would do research about these shots and about COVID. You'd think they
would. You
would
think they would. And you would also think that they would respect these workers
mm-hmm.
who have 20, 25 years experience or other high-level experience where they're not easily replaceable. They have invested their lives in the company, in healthcare. They worked through COVID. You know, a lot of people in Illinois, there was a lot of lockdowns in Illinois. We litigated on behalf of churches in Illinois in the Chicago area that were under these very stringent lockdowns. So a lot of people in Illinois, depending upon your employment, they were forced to work remotely.
Right.
By these unconstitutional restrictions. But the healthcare workers, they went to work every day. So whether it was March, April 2020, or whatever it was in the heat of COVID at the end of 2020, in the Omicron, you know, resurgence in 2021, in the Delta surgeons earlier in 2021, they went to work.
Right, on the front lines dealing with that, and they weren't needing a shot
no,
to
they
be
did
able
not
to do
have
their job.
The shots, and they did not need them, and there was no mandate.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's changed is not the healthcare workers, not anything with regards to COVID. In fact, we learned a lot more about COVID and how to treat it with nutraceuticals and other medications mm-hmm. and other ways to treat it. The only thing that changed is the hospital imposed this mandate, and they said you have to get the shot now. Obviously, they've proven in their past that they were able to accommodate these individuals.
Right.
Because that's, in fact, what they did in order to continue to operate.
And obviously, they were probably offered a lot of money in order to mandate the shot, too.
That's the thing. And if you go back and find out why did they make these unreasonable decisions, well, obviously, I think it's ideology. And ideology ultimately led to the fact that they were getting a lot of money from the federal government.
Just like they did with the other so-called COVID treatments they did with the ventilators and the remdesivir and all that. They were getting a lot of money for that.
They were getting a lot of money because they were getting money from the federal government to impose a specific kind of medical treatment. I use that word in quote.
Yes, because it harmed and or killed many people.
Right, and they withheld other kinds of safe and effective treatment like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, many other kinds of medications and nutraceuticals, even
right.
giving them vitamin D. They withheld right. those kinds of things from them because it didn't meet the template coming from the CDC, Fauci, and the FDA.
Right, but then you have like Dr. Peter McCullough, who is highly, highly published in cardiovascular research, has even come out and said there's 200 studies showing the COVID shot is harmful. It's the most toxic thing you could put in your body.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies, and there's a lot of studies that show the effectiveness of ivermectin
mm-hmm.
and how it's safe. And so if they were to deviate from the government-imposed, Biden-imposed
agenda, yeah.
then they wouldn't get money. If they followed the agenda, which includes get everybody with a needle in their arm, then they would get lots of money.
But so, what happened to first do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath?
That has been lost a lot in some of our modern healthcare system.
Right. It's really tragic.
It's very tragic what's happened. And I think COVID has revealed to so many people that you can't always trust your doctor. You have to do your own independent research. There's a lot of good physicians, nurses, and healthcare workers out there, no question about it, scientists. But a lot of them just follow the standard protocol that they get from who knows where, CDC or elsewhere, or even doctors now that have been bought up in these mega hospital mergers where they've been, you know, controlling all of the local healthcare. They just follow the protocol that they're told. And a lot of that independent thinking is no longer there.
But you know, this settlement, Matt, was a great way to end 2022, and I think a great precedent to set to these other employers that have been doing the same thing to their healthcare workers.
Absolutely. So we will now be distributing those proceeds to all these individuals, all of the places now, all of the business areas, all of the job duties, they'll be open for religious accommodation. No more no religious accommodation policy. They'll be compensated. They can also return back to their same work. Many of them already have done so at their same seniority level. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved.